Today's episode is sponsored by Build Your Bundle. That's buildyourbundle.net. You'll learn more about this great product with amazing savings to homeschoolers a little later on in the show.
This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Vintage Homeschool Moms. My name is Felice Gerwitz. I am going to talk about bullying. Well, today I want to discuss a topic that is near to my heart. I am angered by what I consider unjust behavior, not only among children, but among adults. You know, I know bullying happens, and it happens everywhere, and unfortunately, even in the home and homeschool settings. And unfortunately, this is not something that is just isolated to public or private schools or any type of educational system. Bullying happens today. It happens at the church. It happens on the playground. It happens in any social setting where our children may be. And unfortunately, it even happens in the work setting. And unfortunately, children who are bullied often are adults that either themselves begin to bully or they are the victims of bullying. And I would love in this presentation to help you to stop this vicious cycle with some ways to identify bullying and also some ways that we can understand the type of person that becomes a bully and ways to prevent and some solutions. I wish I could say that bullying is going to be eradicated in our lifetime, but unfortunately it's not. And I think basically, bullying is a heart issue. At the bottom of this is a person lacking in a relationship with their parents, their siblings, friends, and ultimately with God. And it's through their frustration and anger that they use bullying as an outlet, and their target is anyone who is different than themselves. And we're going to go over some of the specifics. If you're listening to this podcast on iTunes or on any podcast app on your phone, visit vintagehomeschoolmoms.com and look for episode 78. And there you'll find the show notes and some specifics that I'm talking about today. First, I want to start with a statistic. Then I'm going to go into definitions. The third thing I want to talk about are the attributes, identifying what a bully looks like. The fourth, we're going to discuss why it happens. The fifth, what signs you should look for if your child is being bullied. The sixth, prevention and solutions. Seven, I want to give you some scripture verses. And then I want to end with some last thoughts. So the first is statistics. Okay, so bullying can be a very traumatic experience. And the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry states that it's estimated that half of all children are bullied at some point during their school years, and close to 10% of children are bullied repeatedly. And this is a huge number if you think about it, and that means that you are going to very possibly know someone who is bullied. And I think for me, the reason this is such an aspect of human behavior that I detest so much is because I watched some of my friends be bullied and no one stood in and prevented it. And I know even as an educator, when I did step in, and of course I did step in with my friends and got myself in a lot of trouble, because if you intervene, it just makes you a target as well. But I wasn't the type of person that was just going to sit back and not let anything happen. So I marched right to the teacher and the administration and, you know, pretty much told on these people. And so, you know, they didn't pick on me because they knew I was going to do something about it. And usually the people that are picked on are the ones that are fearful and afraid of retaliation. You know, not that you should fight a bully, and I'm going to go over some of those things in a little bit. But I think, you know, for me, this just brings back a lot of childhood memories and ways that I felt that bullies were just so unfair. And I know that even in the movies, bullying is used as a technique to make you hate the villain. And so I don't think anyone likes a bully for the most part, or although some bullies are considered popular. You know, if you think about the movies and the football player who bullies, you know, the water boy or whatever, and everybody stands around and laughs. And what ends up happening is, you know, it's peer pressure at its best. But let's look at a definition of bullying. And bullying is defined as one or more students seeking to have power over another student through the use of ongoing verbal, physical, or emotional harassment, intimidation, or isolation. A bully intends to hurt, threaten, or frighten his or her victim, and you can hear the word victim there. Bullying may involve direct, physical, or verbal, or indirect psychological attacks on another person, and it can, you know, involve hitting and name-calling and so forth, you know, destroying the child's property and all kinds of things, and then spreading rumors and gossip. And, you know, that the latter, the rumors and things like that, you know, now we've got a whole nother aspect, and that is cyberbullying. And all of bullying, whether it is something that is anonymous, which a lot of times cyberbullying is on the computer and that can be anonymous. We've learned of cases where the adult portrayed the student, you know, an adult pretended to be her daughter and harassed a girl who ended up taking her own life. And, you know, these things are just tragic. And the bottom line here is that we really need to have a relationship with our children, parents. We need to have a relationship where we can talk to our children and spend time with them. As busy as I am, I try really, really hard to spend time with my kids alone. And that is, you know, when I'm doing errands, I take just one or the other with me and I have time to talk. We turn off the radio. My teens tend to turn it back on, and then I just persistently turn it back off so we can talk. And, you know, a lot of times, especially with my quieter kids, and I do I do have those, you know, contrary to popular belief, not every child in my family is a talker, although I do have quite a few of those as well. And I really spend time not lecturing, but talking about different things, and I get them to interact by asking, you know, some questions, and it's not the kind of questions that are considered, you know, divisive, where you're going to, you know, like, why don't you clean your room up, or, you know, I wish you wouldn't leave the light on in the bathroom. I mean, I use different types of open-ended questions, and I'm actually doing a keynote. As I'm recording this in the spring, I'm doing a keynote this summer, and I am going to have that talk recorded and available on Vintage Homeschool Moms for you. So there I will give you more of an example of ways that you can interact with your children and talk to them and have that relationship where if they are in this situation, you would be able to reach out and find out about it ahead of time and hopefully use some preventive types of intervention. So, you know, we all realize that bullying can be traumatic for our children. You know, it can cause physical and emotional harm, and it can damage our kids for a long time to come. And bullying can be all kinds of just different events that happen. If you think back in your life, there's always that, you know, defining moment or that event that happened, whether it is good or bad, that can cause trauma to us as adults. You know, whether it is a physical injury or even more damaging, you know, a psychological injury, these things can be subtle, but they can also be very, very real. And, you know, text messaging now and a lot of the apps that are ones that go away. You know, as I explain to my children. There is a server somewhere that has that information on there. And I know people tend to use things like Instagram, or there's that Snapchat, things that are in other words, like for Snapchat, for example, and I'm not going to get into all the apps and probably need to do a whole nother show on cyberbullying, but with those kinds of apps, the kids can take a picture and send it, but they have no way to get that picture back. Whereas if you're uploading something to Facebook or Instagram, you have access to those pictures. So that gives kids especially that feeling that, oh, I can do something and nobody's going to see it. And as I remind my children, that picture is somewhere for someone to see. And by using that app, you're giving them permission to use that picture. And so that's totally unacceptable. You know, my kids tend to send each other pictures of food, and they do that consistently if they're eating something, or like we make fresh donuts and they're, you know, sending a picture to their cousins. And I just tell them, you know, send it via text messaging. And that's something that I, as a parent, have access to. And so, you know, parents, we need to make sure that if our children do use technology, that we are monitoring it. And there is nothing else that is as important as our children. And I think most of you listening to this are homeschoolers, so you would agree. And so, you know, those who are bullied can have difficulty forming healthy relationships later in life. And it also can lead to depression, a very low self-image, and also, unfortunately, in some cases, as I shared earlier, with that cyberbullying, and that was, it led to a suicide among that young girl. And as tragic as that is, you know, it was something that was very possibly preventable. So, you know, let's look at the attributes now of what does a bully look like, and also how can we identify whether or not our own children are bullies. And so, you know, I always like to say that no child is born and says, you know, mom, when I grow up, I want to be, you know, a bully. I mean, it's a learned behavior. But ultimately, and we learn this as Christians, we have a choice. We can choose for God, or we can choose, you know, for Satan. We're making a choice, even if we're ambivalent and we're saying, well, I'm not making a choice for either. The sense that you are, you know, the United Nations, so to speak, and are not taking sides is untrue, because either you're making a choice in one regard or in another. And so bullying is a choice. You know, there are plenty of kids, and even when I read you some of these attributes, you can say, oh gosh, this could be me on a bad day. You know, like one of the aspects of being a bully is someone who's frustrated easily. Well, that can be me if I don't have enough sleep and my kids aren't doing what they're supposed to do. So does that make me a bully? No, because that's one aspect of what makes up a bully. But even if the kid grows up with a predisposition, if you will, or a predisposition, rather, that, you know, they have some little makeups in their personality that would make them a bully, it really is ultimately a choice. And it is something that we can share with our children and make sure that they're aware of their actions and the consequences. You know, a lot of times kids grow up with a very mature sense of justice, and other kids just do not. These are the kids that push the envelope, that just say, well, it's a little bit bad, or they justify their actions, or they find fault with the person that they're bullying, or they see that person as dumb, or maybe that person is, oh, they just think that they're, you know, super great and we just need to bring them down, or I need to toughen them up or teach this person to deal with it, you know. And a lot of times, parents that are that have children with these tendencies, you know, and really basically what it is parents of bullies tend to minimize or dismiss their child's actions and as like, you know, well, kids need to be kids, or, you know, they need to learn to take a joke, or whatever. And that's really the bottom line is, you know, that is definitely not the case. And it's just a fact that while one person thinks the behavior is acceptable, society as a whole does not. And so let's look at, you know, why people bully. And in this instance, you can also see, you know, what makes up a bully. So the first would be, you know, bullying as a power grab. You know, I've read everywhere from where bullies are, you know, have average or exceedingly high self-awareness or self-confidence to where I think most bullies really are, and that is that they have a very low self-esteem. And the reason they would never admit it, but the reason for that is by putting other people down, they are elevating themselves. And so they basically are people who are wounded for whatever reason and don't have a strong sense of right and wrong. And they also don't have a strong sense of doing things for others and put themselves first. You will find, you know, different cases, of course, and everything has a reason why that wouldn't be right. But for the most part, the people that I've known that I consider, you know, the worst offenders of bullies basically had a very low self-esteem and they were very miserable people. So, you know, one of the things you could say is, you know, on one hand that they do have, you know, the sense that they have to win and they're, you know, that they want to put other people down so that they can win. And one of the ways that they do that is through violence. And you can think of people that are in gangs or things like that. And again, that would be the other end of the spectrum. The other would be that a person who would put down someone else because they don't feel that they are of the same standard, or they feel it's going to be, you know, a solution to a problem. They feel that, you know, violence is a solution. It can be more of a social situation where the person lacks, you know, social skills for dealing with their feelings, or they can't control their anger, so therefore they bully someone. Family issues where they're upset at home, or they've watched a family member bully another. You know, bullies come in both male and female. There's not really a distinction. And perhaps, you know, they've seen that at home where either they've been overly punished, you know, to the point of abusiveness, or, you know, they get away with everything. Another is, you know, a child who is socially rejected. They are the type of child I was talking about that would be, you know, maybe failing in school. And so it's typically a bigger kid who is going to pick on someone younger. You don't really see a bully who is going to pick on someone who is bigger than themselves or who can fight for themselves. And another reason that people bully is to have power in order to, you know, elevate themselves or leadership. And those kinds of situations, unfortunately, do not have a good outcome. Another, and this one is a hard one, is the kids that lend themselves to bullying. So it's a kid who is annoying or condescending, or who, you know, will, you know, kind of provoke bullying. And, you know, I say this very loosely because it doesn't matter. And this is what I tell my children, that it doesn't matter what the person does or doesn't do. That doesn't give you the option to say anything. Like, one of my children is chronically late, and yet that child is also the one that wants to tell everyone else what the right thing to do is. And so it's really difficult when that happens, because they're showing that first they don't have a disregard for making everyone else in the family wait if we're going somewhere. And secondly, that while they know what everyone else should do that is right, that they are not doing what's right. But either case doesn't give anyone else in the family the right to say anything about this child's chronic lateness. What we've done at this point in our lives is this child is of driving age now, and we no longer wait, and that child has to drive a car and pay for gas. And that is not something that child wants to do. So there has to be, you know, this is just an example, you know, of something that we do in our family. But, you know, bullying can happen in your own family. It can happen, maybe not with the aggressive type that you might find in a public setting, but it does happen so that you can address those things at home. And so, you know, whether or not a kid's, you know, wears glasses or is less popular or is a skinny kid or the heavy kid or is a different race or religion or, you know, whatever, has a disability, it doesn't matter. It doesn't give anyone the right to bully. And that is, you know, again, some of the things that we have to point out to our children. So how do you know if your child is a bully? And, you know, again, I went over some of these points, but I just want to recap with a list here. And I think sometimes lists happen or help. Okay, so, I've read again, and a bully can be anyone from average to above average self-esteem, or what I've personally had the experience with is people who have very low self-esteem and they're miserable. So basically anyone can be a bully, and it runs the gamut. It is someone who really finds satisfaction in causing harm to others. I had one child that would get in trouble, and I would say to him, okay, so you're in trouble. This is your punishment. Was it worth it? And my child would say, yes. This was a child that very early on, I had to learn that the punishment needed to be severe enough that it was going to curb the behavior. And especially when you have a child, you know, who, if you want to look at bullying in a different sense, you could say, oh, he's the practical joker. Well, a practical joker is funny, and yes, it is. It can be humorous, but it's only humorous to the person doing it against the other. Like, I have one child who can't stand the smell of banana. So what one of my other children would do is take a banana peel and put it on a paper towel and put it on this other child's nightstand. Of course, you can imagine that, you know, the other three little ones thought it was hysterical, but the older brother didn't think it was funny at all because his whole room smelled like banana. So I made the three younger ones go in there, not only remove the banana, but also dust all his furniture so that at least it smelled lemony and fresh and clean. And you can be sure that they never went in and put in a banana peel again because they didn't want to go through and remove everything from the dresser and, you know, dust it with the dust solution and clean his room. So whether or not they have satisfaction from causing harm to others and whether or not the person should, you know, flip out because he has a banana peel in his room, it doesn't matter. But it's these kinds of activities that we as parents can circumvent when they're younger and, you know, make them realize that it really isn't worth it. A bully can also seek attention or acceptance from his peers, make himself look tough and in charge. This is another thing that when I said earlier, it's a heart issue, that they have little empathy toward their victims or others. And so that is something that is important for us. And the only way that anyone can have empathy toward another is to have the love of Christ in their hearts, to love the Lord so much that they want to be Christ-like and an exemplary of Christ's behavior to others. Bullies also want to seek to dominate other people or situations, and they are often hot-tempered or impulsive. Also very, very self-centered and have difficulty in controlling their behaviors. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break here, and when we come back, we're going to look at some signs that your child is being bullied, some preventative solutions, and more. So stay tuned. Hi, everyone. It's coming, and it only happens once a year. Thousands of homeschoolers will save big during the second annual Build Your Bundle Homeschool Sale. That's right. For 1 week only, you can purchase some of the finest digital resources in over a dozen grade or theme bundles discounted up to 90%. You even have the opportunity to create your own custom bundle and purchase premium classes at 50% off. Once the sale ends, these resources will never be sold together again. So, don't wait. Hurry, sign up for updates, and to be notified of the sale, visit buildyourbundle.net. That's buildyourbundle.net, and learn what thousands of homeschoolers already know. You can save big. Well, hi and welcome back. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and this is an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. And I just wanted to let you know that I have participated in the Build Your Bundle set. It is amazing how much money that you can actually save. And so I've not only participated in purchasing the bundles, but also in providing some of my curriculum at MediaAngels.com for this bundle. So I really advise you to check it out at buildyourbundle.net. And remember, these sales only happen once a year. So if you're listening to this audio at another time when this sale is already over, make sure you get on that mailing list so that you can be advised when the next set goes live. Well, you know, today we're talking about a tough topic, and that is bullying. So what are some signs that your child is being bullied? And I think one of the things you need to look at is someone who has changed in behavior. So if your child is being bullied by someone, they may start acting a little bit differently than they have. In other words, they may immediately go to their room instead of coming and talking to you or being with the family. You might find that they're a little bit more emotional than they normally are. They would be more withdrawn. You know, you may have children who are a little bit quieter, and that could, you know, be their typical actions, but you're looking for something that is a little bit different than normal. And so you want to make sure that you have that open relationship with your child, that you can talk to your child and, you know, find out. You're also going to look for physical signs, like if they have bruises or scrapes. I mean, we've seen, again, you know, television or movies where the kid comes in with a black eye and the mother said, you know, well, what happened to you? And, oh, well, I fell and hit the wall, you know. Things that don't ring true, although, you know, that could happen. But if that did happen, typically a kid's going to come in and go, Mom, look, you know, I had an accident and my eye's bruised and, you know, I need some ice. They're not going to try to hide something that is very, very obvious. You know, signs of verbal or emotional bullying is, again, looking at your child's esteem, self-esteem, and self-image, and see if they're reluctant to attend an activity. For example, if you've got a homeschool co-op that you attend, or a church activity, or an outing even with a group of homeschool kids if you're homeschooling, then you're going to look at that as a telltale sign that something is wrong. Again, it's very difficult for a lot of children to share with you what is taking place. But one of the things, you know, I discussed a little bit earlier, the attributes of a bully, and I want to go through this list very quickly. And this is something you can do with your child just to let them know, you know, hey, let's talk about bullying. And, you know, they may just say, really, Mom, you know, why do you want to discuss this? And you can share with them a list, and this list that I'm going to share with you, and again, it will be in the show notes, of what makes up a bully and how can you identify a bully. And also it will allow them to hear some of these things and look at them as if it applies to them. And remember, I said at times we can all fall into one or more of these categories. However, here I'm referring to something that is a choice in a behavior and also is chronic. So bullies can be very violent, and they think that that's a good solution to most of their problem is violence. A bully shows aggression not only toward other children, but also toward adults. A bully needs to be in control of a situation and be over someone else. A bully can be easily frustrated. You know I can be easily frustrated at times, but, you know, something can set the bully off very easily. Bully shows little sympathy to others who are being bullied or who are having problems. And obviously, a bully is not going to help someone else who is being bullied. And so we can explain to our children, if they're younger, we can even do it through role playing, of what it is important to look for. And if they're noticing that someone, maybe one of their friends, is being bullied, that it is important for them to bring it to your attention, or another person in authority. And again, you know, bullying is not just a rite of you know, childhood, something that you have to put up with. I really don't think it is, and I think that it can cause a lot of damage. And I have to share this, as I say this, that my children have teased me and said to me that, Mom, you know, if you could put us in a bubble, you would. And I respond, yes, I would. If I could protect you and put you in a bubble, I would put you, you know, this protection around you. And yet, as a parent, we do have the ability to put our children in a spiritual bubble, to pray for them, and to ask our Lord and Savior, you know, to keep them safe, not only physically, but mentally as well. So let's go to number six, and that is prevention and solutions. So what can you do if you are dealing with a bully or someone who is bullying your children? And the first is, you know, first of all, to make sure that your child is safe, that they realize that they have safety in your home and with you. If you're dealing with another child who's being bullied, that you will be their advocate and that you will help them. The second is to talk to anybody who is in authority, whether it's that child's parent, and that is going to take a lot of prayer. If you can, you know, have someone like the pastor or someone who you know that is well respected to go with you, that really helps a lot. So there is that other person there. It's not just one set of parents, you know, with another set of parents. Not a good idea. You almost need a neutral place. You know, also to help your child to avoid the person who is bullying. A lot of times we cannot change behavior, but we sure as heck can avoid the situations where that happens. And while in the movies it is awesome, you know, to see the kid getting beat up and then later, you know, he learns all these karate moves and goes and takes out the bully and, you know, 10 of his friends. And it's very edifying to see that in the movies, but in real life that doesn't tend to happen. And it's not a good idea to fight back, in my little humble opinion. But to avoidance is much better, because it is, again, hard to change somebody and their, you know, very deep-seated psychological issues. You know, I'm not a psychologist, so I can't say from that perspective. However, having been an educator, been a homeschool mom for years, was going to be a psychology major, changed my major in college. But from what I have seen and my experience as a mom, you know, for 30-something years, and, you know, been around a vast amount of kids through the church settings, as well as homeschool settings, as well as many science workshops that I've taught, I have to say that a lot of these issues are children who have, you know, a major character issue, and it is something that you're not going to be able to change overnight. Again, unless this is a movie where, you know, something happens instantaneously. So the best way to deal with it is to avoid it. And another is to encourage your child to be assertive. When I shared with you early in this this audio that I took a situation into my own hands. I had transferred from a private Catholic school, actually, up in Canada, to a public junior high in Florida. And I was in the seventh grade, and I watched this child be bullied. And I just didn't know anybody in that school. And I marched up to this kid, and I told him to stop, and if he didn't, I was going to go to the authorities. And, you know, there was some verbal exchange between the two of us, but I didn't step down. And, you know, he laughed at me because in Canada we wore, you know, knee socks because it was always cold with shorts. And I had, you know, knee socks on with a skirt, and he was trying to, you know, make me feel bad about that. I quickly lost the socks after that. I thought they looked good, but obviously, you know, it was another reason to give someone a chance to, you know, make someone feel bad. And I didn't care. I just marched down to my next teacher and told her, and she gave me a pass to go to the office, and I talked to them. And I explained exactly what happened. Well, that person didn't bother me for the rest of my time at that school and knew to stay away from me because I wasn't going to just sit there and let nothing happen. And it wasn't even directed at me. Usually a person that you defend is not appreciative of that, but it didn't bother me either. But if you do teach your child to stand up for themselves and, you know, to go to the authorities, a lot of times this won't happen and continue to happen. And if it does, like, for example, in a co-op setting, I know there was a situation that happened at one point, and that parent decided it was better to take their child out of that situation. The child had some immaturity issues, and it just was not helping that child to be in that situation, and especially with kids who, you know, as I said earlier, have heart issues, are not realizing that children that are struggling need their love and support and not to be put down. And unfortunately, it happens in all settings. And the other is, so you are encouraging your child to be assertive, and also is to practice role playing, especially. You can do this with older kids as well. Not necessarily getting up and role playing, but just giving them scenarios of what they would do in a specific situation. And then the last is to advise your children to stay in group settings. That is really important, and it is a very good deterrent against bullying. And that is to go with trusted friends and not to be in situations where you're going to be by yourself. You know, bullying is unacceptable, and there needs to be zero tolerance. And I think that when a parent and those in authority have zero tolerance in these situations, that they don't continue to develop. It's like I took care of the situation in my family, you know, with the banana peel. And, you know, you can look at it as, you know, well, you have no sense of humor, and you don't even let your kids, you know, have practical jokes or do the practical jokes on each other. And they do plenty of practical jokes, but it's the ones that, you know, think it's funny. They can do it to each other. And so that's the rule in our family, that, you know, you have to know whether or not that other person is going to think that it's funny. Important. You know, the bottom line is, for prevention and solutions, in addition, is, you know, teaching our children to have empathy toward others. And that is something that really is, cannot be taught. It has to be something that our children have by the grace of God. And it's when that infusion of the love of God is in their hearts that they will demonstrate that to others. You know, bullying is one-sided, and it is very, very unfair. And it is something that I believe needs to be addressed. And I want to share with you some scriptures here. Philippians 1:27, whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. And here, you know, Paul is writing about attitudes that we as Christians should have. You know, we should be imitators of Christ. We should be, you know, our attitude should be the same as Jesus Christ. Philippians 2:5, imitators of Christ, is Ephesians 5:1. You know, we should model our behavior as Christ-like. You know, there are so many scriptures, and again, those are in the show notes and podcast 78 on Vintage Homeschool Moms, if you would like to take a look at that. And also, I want to just leave you with this. You know, earlier in the broadcast, I discussed, you know, homeschooling and the fact that bullying doesn't just take place among children, but also adults. I know a lot of moms at times have shared with me that they were upset because either their dress didn't go along with everyone else in the homeschool community, or their faith, their choice of faith, or their choice of curriculum, or whatever. You know, people, we have to keep our eyes on our own family, on what is best for us and our children, and not look at everyone else and try to make them into what you think, you know, the perfect homeschool is. And so I have, you know, made an effort. I remember early on in our homeschool journey, everybody that I knew that I was close friends with was homeschooling. And then one by one, parents decided that they were going to put their teenage kids back into high school. And so when the first child went back, I remember being devastated. I didn't say anything to my children, but I shared that with my husband. And he and I, you know, prayed. And we just prayed that the Lord would show us what he wanted for our family. And after that, it didn't matter. It didn't matter if, you know, our kids' best friends moved or they went back to a traditional school, decided not to homeschool, whatever. Because we were happy and we were firm in our faith in what the Lord was leading us to do. And if you are really single visioned, you know what it is that you want for your family, you shouldn't be worried about how someone else is dressed, what curriculum they use, what math curriculum they're using, or what books they're letting their kids read. I have a very strong opinion on all of that. There are some books we do not read. There are some things that I do not approve of. However, you're not going to find me podcasting about those things because I believe it is every family's choice to make that decision yourself. Do I think some of the decisions are not good ones? Of course I do. But that's not what the Lord has charged me to. The Lord has charged me with mentoring. He is asked that I help by mentoring moms, and that's what I do in these broadcasts. I often give my opinion, but I am not going to be this, you know, vigilant task force of a one-man show here that is set up to tell you what you should and should not do. You know, in prayer this year, I really feel that my word of the year is grace. If you've been listening to this podcast, you've heard that before. And I believe that God gives each one of us the grace to continue on in what he wants us to do, not necessarily what we want to do. So if you are firm in your faith and in your beliefs and in what you want to do with your children, then I really believe that you are going to have a wonderful homeschool experience, that bullying is not going to be something that is going to be allowed within your children or, you know, to your children or yourself, that you're not going to allow others to bully you into what they consider the perfect homeschool mom looks like. And again, I am going to pray for those who have been victims of bullying. My heart goes out to you. I know that it was through no fault of your own, so I will keep you in my prayers. And I want to thank you so much for listening. I know this has been a little bit of a tough topic, but one that has been on my heart for a while to produce, so I wanted to share it with all of you, and I pray that it is a blessing to you. So let me know how you like this episode. You can write to me at felice@mediaangels.com. You know, please follow our shows on iTunes. Give us a rating there, as well as with your favorite iTunes or whatever. You can listen to us online. So that's just my piece there at the end. And I just ask God's blessing upon you and your family. God bless. And I will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.